ואין דף קוף יד גימל עמד בייס by the bottom of the omit before we start, I'd like to mention a kasha that was asked yesterday when I found the kasha in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Goin. Rabbi Yerucham Perlo asked the kasha. The Gemara said before, says in the Pasuk, Yisira chamer seinacha roivet tachas masoi. The Gemara says, Mai seine, ilayme seine nochi, vasanye seine sha'omru, seine Yisrael, voloi seine nochi. El opshite seine Yisrael. It's speaking about that this chamer seinacha is a Yisrael. Umishav yele misnayo, how you, are you permitted to hate him? Foksiv lo yisis na sachicho bilvavecho. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to hate him. Rabbi Yerucham Perlo asks the kasha, the shittas HaRambam, the shittas HaChinuch is, that the whole issar of lo yisis na sachicho bilvavecho is stavke bilvavecho, that he is unaware that you hate him. You go around acting like you're his best friend. So memela, so there's a lot. But if he knows that you hate him, so there's no love of leisis nesachicha bilvavecho. There's a love of haftal reyacha kamoicha, but there's no love of leisis nesachicha bilvavecho. So what's the Gemara's kashne? It says chamer seinacho. So the kashne is not for leisis nesachicha bilvavecho. You're not able leisis. It's possible to have Chamer seinacha, you're saying, if I can't, you told them I hate you, finished. So Memele, so the Gemara shouldn't ask from this Pasuk. The Pasuk is only on a Sina Belay. So he has a Meiridika Ariches, and for this Kashi, he has another Kashi. He has many Mahalchim, but I'd like to mention just one Mahalach, what he says. He says, Be'emesin, there's a Gevaldike Ha'or on the Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha, how can we understand the Pasuk? Kisire chamer seinacha roivet tachas masoi. How can you have a Yiddish seine? Fine. So he says, Be'emesin, the Gemara should have asked this Kasha on the Pasuk before this Pasuk. The previous Pasuk is, it says, Kisivka asher ayivcha, oicha moirei toye, hoshev tishivenu loy. So the Pasuk right before this Pasuk is speaking about the shayr of a oyev. This Pasuk is speaking about a shayr of a soine. So the Gemara should have asked the kasha on the previous Pasuk. How could you have a shayr of a oyev? Why did the Gemara wait till this Pasuk, which is also a ha'orah? So he brings a psikta. The psikta says as follows: Al oivecha elu hamefusomim sha'oivim b'farhesia. And the translation of an oyev is a person who's a mefusom dika oyev. Ki inyan omar oyev erdoy. So oyev means a mefusom dika oyev. Va'al seine echa elu shebeseisa. Keinyin shenema leisisna es achicha bilvavecha shehoisa sina tmuna. So the psikta translates is a difference between an oyev and a soine. So memele, so that is the taich of a soine. Soine means that he does not know about it. That is the taich soine. He also would say oyev. So the Gemara asked, how could you have a soine that he doesn't know about? It says, Leisisna sachicha bilvavecha. That's why the Gemara brought this pasuk. If it would be speaking about that, he knows about it. So that's called a noyev, not called a soine. Now let us start, three lines from before where the lines start getting wide and the Sefer Omer. Omer Rabbe Bar Bachone, Omer Rab Shmur Bar Marte, Omer Rab Mishum Rabbi Yoisi Ish Hutzel. Minayin She'ein Shoyalim Bekaldiyin. How do you know that one is not permitted to be shoyel b'kaldiyim? Now what is kaldiyim? So we have here machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and Rashi and the Rashbam. So the Rashbam brings down kaldiyim balei oiv, kach pirish rabbeinu, v'loi nehire, v'kroksiv behedya al tifnu el ha'oivois. So there's a beferish she'iser al tifnu el ha'oivois. V'ani shamati choizem b'keichovim v'chein ikel. I'm not mistaken, I saw someone wants to fam for Rashi that the Altifnu al Oivis is one goes to the Oivis and he asks them that they should do the Kishuf involved in the Inyan of Oivis and they should tell them Adava Ha'osid. That's Altifnu al Oivis. But here the Shaila is, what is if the Oivis did the Kishuf Midatom? And they found out certain yediyas. And now I want to come and ask them, what do you know? So I'm not telling them to do the pu'ula of oivis. I'm just inquiring from them the yediyas that they acquired from the oivis. So that's called shayalim b'kaldiyim. Rashbam says it's chayzim b'kaychovim. Shenemar tomim tiye im Hashem aleikech. Tamim tiye liyais boiteach boi, you should have bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, b'chol kairais v'neildais aboyis loch. Whatever will occur, you should have bitochen. So, poshet pshat is, l'mayin afkemine, why do you have to know what's going to occur? These Kaldiyim know. Let's say they know more or less. They have a way of finding out a Siddhis. But l'mayin afkemine to you, you should be by Teach Boy, b'chol koyreis v'neil deis ha'boyis loch. Now it's very unclear what Rashi means, liyais by Teach Boy. What does Rashi mean to say? It could be Rashi means to say you should be by Teach that everything is from him, from the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Or perhaps Rashi means that you should be by Teach boy that there's a lashon of the goyin in Sechtes Broches Mishum Shenochin Liboy Batuach Bashem Shloyovay Olav Tzoro So Tzoro won't come. Emerson, it seems as a machloikis, if the gedder bitochen is one has bitochen that a tzora won't come, or one has bitochen that whatever occurs is from the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. It'd be good or be bad, that doesn't go into the gidrei bitochen. Rashbam is awesome. Liya is boi teach boi, b'chol teiras v'nei lodis ha'boi is v'locho. Zog the Gemara weiter. ומיניין הידיה בחברו שהוא גודל ממנו אפילו בדובר אחד שחייב לינג בי קודם. How do you know that if I know that Yener is greater than me אפילו in one inyan, שמחויב to be מחבטת. שנמה, חול קובל דירוח יתירו וי, דריובש said, since you have a ruach yatira bey that he was a mile in chochme in Daniel. Umalko, so he thought asis lakomuse al kol malchus. So he wanted to appoint him that he should take care of the whole malchus. I don't really understand the raya from the Gemara. The Pasuk speaks about the Yovesh at first 120 Sorim, and over these 120 Sorim, there were 3 Sorim over them, and Daniel was one of these 3. And then he saw that Daniel was smarter than all of them. So he decided that he should take care of everything. He should be the Moishel. Is the way the Mephoshim say Pshat in the Pasuk. This was for the convenience of Doyovesh. He saw the Gevaldike kishroinis that O'Neill possessed, so he thought to make him that he should be the prime minister. But that Solchayma, he meant it litoy vosoy. Things that would, the Malucha would go better this way. But I don't see that he, it was done linig by covet. He did it not out to be mechabed O'Neill. He gave him this position litoy vosoy. Chazal seem to darshan that, is a chi of linig by covet. Bahayoyeshaves al dam toher asure lishamish. Another halacha. A isha yodis, this man chazal, so there used to be boil after the leida when there was dam toher, even though she was a royes adam, but skonet it's dam toher. So it's a halacha bahayoyeshaves al dam toher. Toher, asura l'shamesh. She's not allowed to be mishamesh, the oino, after, the most latest oino, this man, after the dam toher is nifsak. At kame, omarav, oino. Let us see the Rashbam. Hayeshevis al dam toher, isho shekolu yemei toher shalo, the yemei toher ended. V'igi alel aboim ve'echad lezocho, alel shmeini ve'echad lenikeve. So now it's oyer lememala. She'im tira arsha, if she'll see dam now, teheinide. Asura l'shamish. So this night, she's not allowed, this oino, she's not allowed to be mishamish. V'afo pi shalei roso. The hoyel ulemuda hi ad arsha v'liyes mishameshes imri oso. Since till now, there was a regilis. To be mishamish with a riyah is gzeire shema tira v'tishamish. So they made a gzeire, maybe she'll continue. They won't ring a bell that till now was dam toyer and now was dam tomei. So therefore, they ask her tashmish. Oino yoyim v'layla kachper shrabeinu v'lay nihira el olayla echot v'ayne leil aboim v'echot k'n meforish rabe azor neiso shifu shumanishayseyem Samuch leveston vekama oino meforish oyoim oylaila. Tone, now this memre was said over Mishum Rabbi Yoisi ish Hutzel. Tone hu Yosef ish Hutzel, hu Yosef Ababli, hu isi ben Gur Aryeh, hu isi ben Yehude, hu isi ben Gamliel, hu isi ben Mahalalel, Uma Shemoi Isi Ben Akavya Shemoi. Who, now, since we're saying that a person could have more than, called by more than one name, he and his father, the Gemara brings down who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Tavla, who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Chakla, who Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Ilo. Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Acho Deshmaitehu. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas dagadetahu. When you see a sugya, and there's a stam Rabbi Yitzchok, that's Rabbi Yitzchok ben Ache. When you see a nagadetin, and there's a stam Rabbi Yitzchok, that's Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. B'simonech, if you want to remember which Rabbi Yitzchok is by the Shmaita, so it's a pasuk Shimuni, Achai v'ami. So whenever there's a shmua, there's a shmaitze, so then it's Yitzchok ben Acha. So we remember, that's a good simon to remember. The shmaitze is Acha. Oma Rabbe bar Barchone, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmeid Rabbi Yudah bar Abiloi. Achel botzel v'sheiv betzel. If you'll be murgul to eat cheap food, you'll eat yarokish, you'll eat onions, then you won't have to worry about your mortgage. They'll take away your house. You'll be able to live in your house. If you don't have such a big budget, you don't have such a big food budget, you don't buy expensive food, so echil botzel v'shev betzel. Let us see what Rashbam says. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Rabacha deshmaitem, Milsa bam pei nafshi, kol Rabbi Yitzchok stam aniska b'shmait, Rabbi Yitzchok b'rabache, רביצוק סתם בגדת, ורביצוק בן פינחס, שימונו אחי, ושמייתו בן אחו. אכיל בוצל ושוב בצל, אכיל בוצל לירוקס, ותשע בצל ביסכו, פר תצטרך למכר ביסכו, בכל שבודג'ט is a small budget. ולא יתכו לבויזים ותרנגוילים, don't become מורגל to eat בויזים ותרנגוילים, ducks and chickens, וליבוך רוידף הולכו. You'll be mugul, you become mugul to it. Libach reidav olechol, it's the Rashbam and Misav olechol kol sho, sheu galpo. You have to eat it keseda. Chois mi meichloch and mi mishtayich, you should see to be mafchis, to eat less food and have less drink, v'soysif al dirosecho. And you can add on to the dira. Adding on to the dira is an investment. It's a real estate investment. So fakert, so by being poiches from the machel, a mishta, you can be meisiv on the dire. Ben Yodah says a very interesting thing. He says over here, the toisiv al dirosech, he says, how were they meisiv on the dire? He says they made another floor. Like this used to be one floor, so they built another floor. He says if you eat a lot, so he says then you'll have problems walking up the steps. You don't eat so much, so memela, you can be moisef on the dira, so you can have a split level. That's how he says pshat. Ki osa ula omo maslo maslin b'marovid, the moishel misholim in Eretz Yisrael say as follows. The ochel alise, a person who eats fatty meat, because he's a meat eater, is ba'alise, toshi ba'alise. So he's always hiding in the attic. He's afraid the butcher might come and mon his big bill, which was hasn't been paid for the last few months. So memele, so that's the price he has to pay. He's hiding. He's scared to show his face. The ochel kakuli, but a person who eats yerokis, akikli demosa shochiv, he could be In a mocky megula, Hashem sechum kainim nish, he doesn't have a big meat bill, so memela, he doesn't have these problems. Zot the Rashbam, dochel alisa al yekloime boso shomein tomid, toshi bi ilisa, kshaboin le toivoy hakafoiso punista, shein bi yodai malafroya, kakuli yerokes, akikli demosa al ashpay seir, מקיים ששבני העיר יושבים, הוא יושב, אין טובים לו כלום, כנסית רויק. זוק טייס וסוח לינג בי קובד, this is the הלוכה we had that if a person הרויים, הידי בחברי שגודל ממנו, אפילו בדובר אחד, חייב לינג בי קובד. So Taisa says, "B'shaloi lomad mimenu." The belomad mimenu amrinen, "B'dovid kori rabbi alufay afapish lo lomad alushnei dvorim yachi seifu." So here we're speaking about if he fully didn't learn. So the Din Yaakov explains, so why do we need the Mishnah in Ovis if he did learn? Here it says, if he didn't learn. So the Din Yaakov says, if he learned from him, afilu, the Talmud is bigger than the Rebbe. It's not that the Rebbe is Godol Mimenu. The Talmud is bigger than the Rebbe. It's a Talmud that Rabbi Tzorich loy. But learning from him is also a Machayev Linik by Kovet. And Agamora tells us that if he didn't learn anything from him, but that's what he's Makir, that he's Godol Mimenu, there's also a Din of Linik by Kovet. Zakta Mishnah Vaita. Mozgu loy kais rishayim. They were Moisek him the first kais. Bastachmir, the Mephoshim being a raya from this, that it is preferable that the Bala Seder should not be Moisek himself. No, derecheres mozgu loy kais rishin. They're Moisek for him, the first kais. Now there's a machlokes, the Seder of the Birchas Kiddush. Beisham ha'yomrim mevorich al hayoim. So first you make the broche, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Pesach, we're speaking about Mekadosh Yisrael, Vazmanim, Vacharkach, Mevorech Alayayim. then you make the boy repriago. Ubeisil aloimrim, mevorich ala yayim, first you make a boy repriagofen, bacharkach, mevorich ala yayim, and then you make the broch and the kedushas hayayim, kadish shabbos, kadish yisrael bazmane. Ala yayim, zukter ashbam, buwadila mekadish ala pas, vetaima meforish bigmore. Tano Rabona. Tvorim shebein beishamei beisilo besude, the Braise brings down the armach loikis of our Mishnah. Beishamei moimim mevorech ala yoyim, vacharkach mevorech ala yayin, ibnei shahayoyim goyrem liyayin sheyovay. One reason is that the yoyim is goyrem to bring the yayin. Let us see the Rashbam. Vorm shebein beishami beisilu besude, ochel echoshev elochoda mitluktayu, avu meseches broches hi ketube. Vorm. Goyrem liyayin sheyovoi koidem sude. The reason we bring yayin koidem asude is because it's Shabbos. So the mechayev of the havoas hayayin, the misavev of the havoas hayayin is the kedushas hayayin. The kedushas hayayin is the misavev of the havoas hayayin. So therefore, in the seder abroches, since the kedushas hayayin is the misavev of the havoas hayayin, so memele in the yisef to be magdim the brocha of the kedushas hayayin kaidim the brocha layayin. One reason. A second reason. A second reason is, the first reason is, I love this, that the mesavev, the mechayev is the yoyim, so therefore, since that's the shayrish of the havor, so you have to be magdimit. The second reason is, if you look in seder hadvorim, which comes first? Does the yayim come first? Does the kedushas hayayim come first, and then the yayim comes? The yayim comes after the kedushas hayayim. Zok Rashbam. Ukvar kiddush hayayim tam acher noisin ledvoro. The mishekiblu olov when he's mekabel Shabbos or Yontif. Oy mitzeis hakeichovim. Or it was Taisa Kechov, either he was Mekabel Shabbos, and then he made Kiddush, or he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, it became Taisa Kechovim, and then he made Kiddush. It's Kiddush Hayoyim. So, with the Kabbalah, or with the Taisa Kechovim, the Yoyim became Kodesh. But Dain Leibo Yayin Leshulchan. So we see in Seder Azman, the kedushas hayayim comes before the avos hayayim. Shem shekoidem leknise, kach koidem lebroch. In Maaseh Rav, Bachsametzois kuf yudzayin, v'igoyin is chaylik an amogen avrom. The Magen Avraham says, in Simen Reishayin Aleph Sivkotn Hei, he says, what is the din if a person wants to be Mekabel Shabbos Meboid Yoyim, to make Kiddush, and to make Kiddush, and then he's going to eat, and after the Sud he's going to have a Mayer. It's Moid Yoyim, the body wants to make Kiddush, and he'll eat, and then later, at night he'll have a Mayer. So the Magen Avraham says he's allowed to do this. And the Goyin in Maaseh Rav, Oiskuf Yedzayin says, Davke, if he was Mespalo, you can't make Kiddush before you dav. Davke, if you were Mespalo first, then you can make Kiddush. But to make Kiddush and daven later, so you're not allowed to do it. He's Chaylik on the Magen Avraham. Now there's a Pirish on the Maaseh Rav, Pu'ula Socher. So the Pula Sochet clears exactly what is the machloikis between the Goyin and the Magen Avraham. So he says like this,
He says, that's a dover poshet, according to everyone, that one can only make Kiddush after it became Shabbos. You cannot be mekabel Shabbos with Kiddush. You have to have a Kabbalah Shabbos before Kiddush, and then you make Kiddush. That's a dover musket. He says that even the Loshon of the Magen Avraham says, Im roitze lekabel Shabbos mi ba'oid yoim ule kadesh velechel. So he means, he says, the Magen Avraham means that first you can say mizmashil yoim ha-Shabbos. It's after plag ha-mincha, you'll say mizmashil yoim ha-Shabbos, shemekabel Shabbos, shemek kiddush, shalit. And later you'll daven ma'irif, after the Suda. He says, but to make kiddush, and with this kiddush to be mekabel Shabbos that Yizich are not allowed to do. And he says, Araya from our Rashi and Rashbam. Because what did Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai said that you see this Seder, Tamachen oisen ledvorov, the mishekibol olov, oi mitzei sekechovim, kiddush hayoyim vadayin loibo yayin leshulchan, uchshem shekoidem leknise. Just like the Kedushas Ayoyim is before the Knesset, Kach Kedem Lebroche. So who says it has to be like that? Maybe he'll be Mekabel Shabbos with the Kiddush. He'll be Mekabel Shabbos with the Kiddush. And so he'll say, Sofakel, so the Bayer Pigoven will be first. First he'll say, Bayer Priyagoven. So the Yain comes before the Kedushas Ayoyim, and then he'll make Kiddush. And with the Bochat Hashem Mekadish HaShabbos, it'll be Mekabel Shabbos. So how did Beis Shammai see that the Kedushas Hayoyim is always before the Avos Hayayim? It could be Fakel. Zok the Pula Socher, so you see from this that everyone is Moy, the less man the poly. That you have to first be Mekabel Shabbos and then make Kiddush, not to be Mekabel Shabbos or Yudea Kiddush. So he says, could be that what the Goyin said, that you have to daven Meir first, could be this Betzim, he's Mesupik if the... Because someone brings us down, b'shem the goyin. Says, could be the goyin only meant that it means that I from a gemara in brochus that bizman chazal they didn't say mizbashil yom shabbos. Bizman chazal they were mekabel shabbos with tefillah. So mel, that's what the goyin means. You have to daven ma'ariv before. You have to daven. Maybe that's what the goyin really meant. It's not brought down correctly. Maybe you have to daven ma'ariv before kiddush in order to be mekabel shabbos first. But Al Kaponim, he says, this is a dover muskim, this we see from the Rashbam, that the Kedushas Hayoim has to come before Kiddush, not Al Yedei Kiddush. Ubeisil Eloimrim, Mevorich Al Hayayin, Vacharkach, Mevorich Al Hayayin. Beisilo says that first you make a Beir Priyagofen, and then you make the Broch on Kedushas Hayoyim. Mipnei Shehayayin Goyrem LeKiddush Sheteyomer. Because the Nusach HaKiddush could not be said without Yayin. Let us see what the Rashbam says. Shehayayin Goyrem LeKiddush Sheteyomer. Shim ein lo yayin oi pas, ein oi mekadish. He doesn't make kiddish. A mekadish ala pas, ke mekadish ala yayin. O bichas ha pas koide. There's a machlokes harishonim, if the din of zacheyu ala yayin is min ha-toyre. If you need yayin min ha-toyre, if you don't need yayin min ha-toyre. No, if you hold you need yayin min ha-toyre, so we understand this Gemara beautifully. Ayayim goyrim lekiddush et yomei. There's no mitzvah of kiddush without, without yayim. Ayayim goyrim lekiddush et yomei. The nusach hakiddush is only said al yedei hayayim. The yayim is goyrim the nusach hakiddush. If you hold that kiddush al ayayim is not min ha-teire, zuk the Taisus Rit, so min ha-teire ye yaitse with tefillah, but mid ha-rabonon, you need kiddush al ha-yayin. It's right to good. But the nusach ha-kiddush, he said, Bora Hashem, mikadush ha-shabbos, hu yaitse kiddush min ha-teire, falsik. But now the kiddush we're saying now, al ha-yayin, this nusach ha-kiddush, is ha-yayin goyrim le-kiddush et-yomer. So be-meile, since the nusach ha-kiddush is nisaviv al yedei hayayim. So therefore, the in seder abroche, the broch al hayayim is before nusach hakiddush. It is very interesting. We have to know the oimek hamachlokes. Beishamai was done on the havoas hayayim. And the havoas hayayim, so the kedushas hayoim is misaviv the havoas hayayim. Hayoim goyren liyayim sheyovoy. And Beisilu was done on the nusach of kedushas hayoim. This nusach is nistaviv al yedei hayayim. That's that hayayim goyren lekiddush hayoim. The Dvar Shmuel brings in an oath, a Birke Yosef. The Birke Yosef says that what is the halacha of a person in the midbar? He doesn't have yayin, he doesn't have pas. Does he say this nusach hakiddush? So he brings the Birke Yosef, brings a chaynim, that say that you do say the nusach hakiddush. Say kiddush, how? So l'chayra, I don't know, I didn't see the Birke Yosef in any, but I don't know what they did with this gemara. L'chayra, this gemara is astira. Our gemara says, Hayayin goyrin l'kiddush et yomer, shim ein lo yayin, I pass ein lo mekadish. That is one raya. A second raya, that you should be magdim the birchas hayayin to the birchas hayoyim, Tavar acha, birchas hayayin tedire, u birchas hayoyim eino tedire, toder b'sha'inai toder, toder koidem. Zogt der Rashbam, toder koidem, m'seches vochem nafkelon, mahay kro, v'chsivim ulsofim, v'yumakiv dem ulsofim, m'lvad oilus aboyker, ashel oilus atomid, Novad mashma la'acha shikrafta ha'tomid after the oilas ha'boiker takriv ha'mesof. Zat oilas ha'boiker. The kadoshin and asher lo oilas ha'tomid. Why does that have to say k'o yiseiru? Also le'meil v'devishvil shehu toder. Since this is toder, igdima yakosu. Mikan atodon l'chol atedirem. So the Torah gave the reason why we magdim the oilas ha'boiker. Because the Eilas HaBoiker is Tomit. So we see this Adin Kedima of Tomit. That's what the Gemara says, that the Bilchas Boirei Pri HaGofen is Todir. So the Shagisai in Simen Chof Aleph brings a Gemara in Zvochim Daf Tadik Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Zvochim clears a Shaila Todir u'mekudish eize mehem koidem. The Gemara declares, what if you have two things? One has a maila of todir, one is a maila of mekudish, so which one do you have to be magda? So the Gemara brings a raya, it says that you have shlomim shel hayoim v'chato shel hayoim. You have here, it was brought to a koyim shlomim, Shlomim is kotshim kalim. And you have a chatos. Chatos is kotshim kotshim. So it says chatos is kotshim. So you see that mekudish is before todir. Why? Because shlomim is tadiri. So Rashi says in Zvochim, shehein mitzuyin mitoich sheboin b'neder nedovo. People bring, how many people brought chatos? Rahman and Islama, Chai b'krisis b'shoigik. But the shlomim was, that was a common korban, people brought the dorm in the dorm. From a mele, so shlomim is todir, and chatas is mekudish, you see that mekudish is kodim. So the Gemara says, motzi kamrit. Where do you see that todir is after mekudish? Shlomim are not todir. Shlomim ha-motzui. So Rashi explains, she'ein tedirosoi choivo, hela shuhu motzui tomid yaiser mechaveroi. That means, so the Gemara says, the din of toder is, if you have a choi, Yevadovor shebachoivo, which is todir, like let's say the case of the pasuk, the tamid, you have to bring a tamid. You have to bring a tamid every day. You have to bring a musaf, not every day. So Ramele, you magdim the tamid to the musaf because the tamid is a choiva tedira. It's a choiva that is todir. You have to bring more times. Always. And the musaf is not a choiva tedira. So that's the din of todir, v'shayne todir, todir koidim. But Shlomim, the Gemara says that's called Motzoi. There's no chayv to bring a neder and a dover. That is the Shagasai, even though after you made the neder, there's a chayv to bring it. But there's no chayv to make the neder. So Memele, so that is not called Todir. Todir is called, if you have a chayva tedira, that's called Todir. So, so why is the Birchas Hayayin called Todir? People, sometimes they drink wine, but Al Kaponim, but why is does the Gemara consider the Birchas Boire Pri Agofen is a Broche Tedire? So the Shagasayah says, our Gemara means, because since you make Kiddush Al Hayayin, it's a chiyuv to make Kiddush, you make havdol al yayin, birchas eiris and nesuin and mile al yayin, but the birchas hamile, so memele. So therefore, so if you dan legabi kiddush alayla, the boire pri, there's a choyva al yayin by the choyva al yayin by kiddush havdol birchas eiris and nesuin and mile. So memela, so that's why it's called a broche that tedire. It's called a broche tedire. That's why it's called tod. Now, one shtikel ha'ore would like to speak out on this gemara. The gemara brings two reasons, according to Beis Hillel, that you have to be magdim the birchas hayayim to the birchas hayayim, because hayayim goyrem lekiddush etei omer, and birchas hayayim tedire. So todir v'sheine todir, todir koidim. We mentioned a few times a Beis Meir in Hilchas Mila that says a beautiful rayin. He says, that what a person makes a Boire Pri Agofen on Kiddush is not because there's a din ha-mevorech tzorech sheyitayim. After you made Kiddush, you have to be toyim from the koish of broche. And if you won't be toyim, and you can't be toyim from the koish of broche unless you make a broche, also ladum ones pa'il mazeh b'loi broche. That's why you make the Boire Pri Agofen. No. The reason you make the Boire Pri Agofen is because just like you have to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he created a Pri Agofen that I'm able to drink the Pri Agofen, so you have to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam he created a Pri Agofen I'm able to make Kiddush on this Pri Agofen, I'm able to make Havdol on the Pri Agofen. So Memele, a shimush ruchni is loigora from a shimush gashmi. The Maram Shik also says the same word. Epshitz mochoshev. So memela, the boire pri agofen that I make by Kiddush is I thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam I have wine with which to make Kiddush. This is the Beis Meir, a beautiful vote. Till the Beis Meir, lernt man doch nicht azay. You learn that. Why make a boire pri agofen? Because you have to drink the wine. So therefore, you have to drink the wine of all sorts of sheetim. You have to make a broch. You have to make a boire pri agofen. Also, lodem lehonis me'ilam azeh b'loi broch. But after me, our gemara is a moire de keraya to the Beis Meir. If we'll learn not like the Beis Meir. So the two svaras of Beis Hillel are very difficult to understand. The first svara was that, the first svara was that ayayin goyrem lekiddush etayomer. Without the yayin, you wouldn't make kiddush. Fine. So bishlam, if you learn like the Beis Meir, that the birchas by a priya gofen is I'm thanking the Baruch Shalom. I have wine with which to make kiddush. The meal is very good. Without the wine, you wouldn't make kiddush. So first thank the Baruch Shalom, you have wine to make kiddush with. Don't make kiddush first. You have to thank the Baruch Shalom, you have wine to make kiddush. So the birchas priya gofen is a shemach that I have wine to make kiddush with. So the meal, if I can't, so therefore make this bracha first. But if you don't learn like the Beis Meir, so the Beis Meir, that's true, without the wine I wouldn't make Kiddush. But the Beis Meir Govan is not because I have wine with which to make Kiddush. The Beis Meir Govan comes because after I make Kiddush, I have to be tayim from the wine. So now I have to make a Beis Meir Govan. So both Geit Meron, that's true, without the wine I would be unable to make Kiddush. But the Beis Meir Govan is not going on that I have wine with which to make Kiddush with. The Baya Priya Govan is going on the Te'imeh. And the second Svarah of Beis Hillel. The second Svarah of Beis Hillel, Todel V'Sheinei Todel Todel Koidim. So the Musig of Todel V'Sheinei Todel Todel Koidim is as follows. If you have two Chiyuvim B'Basacha, for example, it's time to daven Minche, and you didn't daven Musig. So what should I daven now? I have to daven now. Should daven Minche, should daven Musig. You magdim the todel, so you daven mincha first. If you have two chiyuvim basachas, so then you magdim the chiyuv atogel. Now, bishloime, if you learn like the Beis Meir, so it's beautiful. I'm making kiddush. Now, when I'm making kiddush, I'm using wine. I have to thank the Baruch Shalom, I have wine to make kiddush with. So, as soon as I make kiddush, I have two chiyuvim basachas. I have to, which one shall be magdim? You magdim the chiyuv atogel. But if you learn not like the Beis Meir, not like the Beis Meir, so then the whole Beirei Priya Gofen is after I make Kiddush, and this Chal on Miyachiv Shtiya, I'm a Borech, so Sheyitim, so now I have to drink. So now, Pashtetach, I have to make a Broch in order to be able to drink. So the whole Chiyiv Beirei Priya Gofen is Chal after the Kiddush when I want to drink. Then I have to make a Broch to enable me to drink. So Bus Hotis Tzitoda. I once brought this raya a long time ago to the Beis Meir, and the says, Baruch Hashem, someone gave me a sefer, Niv Menachem, and I see, it doesn't bring down the Beis Meir, but the etzim raya, and he says, he's ma'irer on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the svaros of Beis Hillel, and he wants to say one vote. Could be Beis Shammai held there was a birchas hanenim. Beis Shammai attack a galarim dandas. So therefore, Beis Shammai did not hold the whole shtick Torah of Beis Hillel, Hayayim Goyrem L'Kiddush Etayomer, or Toder. He also holds these dinim of Toder. Nezut Tachalom des Hayayim Goyrem. But he held that the Satoch Mitzvah the Beir Priya Govan. Because the Beir Priya Govan is on, as a Bichas Hanenin and the Shtiyas Hayayim. So Memela, that's what he wants to say, that could be that some Achloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zakte gemore weiter, we hilches a kedivre Beis Hillel. And the Braise says we pasken like Beis Hillel. Zakte the gemore, my dover acher. Why did Beis Hillel have to bring two reasons? So, tayma hosom tarti vochi chode, chenami tarti nino, todu shene todel, todel koidem, aloche kedivre Beis Hillel. Zakte the gemore, pshita da nothing baskel, pashtetach da loches like Beis Hillel. This braisa was learned before the baskel. So before the baskel, the halacha was you could do whatever you wanted. David can be shamay of it, David can be silul of it. But here the halacha is like beisilul. The braisa is la'acha baskel, Rabbi Shua idoma ein mashgichim be baskel. This braisa is going according to Rabbi Shua, which holds ein mashgichim be baskel. Zot the Rashbam. Doranavke Baskel Masech Seir Vem Perikame. Rabbi Yeshua Motzi Beperikazov Gabitano Shachot Chay Chulyes. The Tano was cut up in small pieces, and there was chayil between the pieces. And the Shaila was: is this already called a Tano that Shvura Tzebrochan the Tano already the Tano Netutze? So Memeila it's never Mekabel Tumer, or does it have a? Is it considered a? Since this is the Derech Tashmisho, he says, Kreis Hashem, Tano. Tano, that was a shayla in the sugya of there. Tano, Shechot, Chechuyis, Omad, Rebbe. So there was a shayla, Rabbe Lezer, was Metayot, Chamamu, Metame. Omed Rabbi, so then the Gemara says over there, Abasco came and said, the Loch is like Rabbi Lez. Omed Rabbi Shuv, Omed Meshkichem Abasco. Hilkech Lididei, Utsach Loimer, Basu Hilkech Seke Beisilu. Shavishamach Loikas Veishami Beisilu, Shloi Hukfa Befeirish. Halachike Beisilu, Sviro Lei, Sharoi Tzulaski Veishami, Oysa, the Beisilu Loisk, the Sanyi Beilu Treif. But we know all the Rabbi Yeshua. So here the Brais is saying, but I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua, but this Machloikas, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Zochtais, Tomei Mashkichen Bebaskel, the Intoima Maishno de Kaimelon Kebaskel de Beis Hillel, Le Kaimelon Kebaskel de Rabbi Lezer. Why is it that we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer, we do paskin like Beis Hillel? Shloima emphasizes, Tochi Beis Hillel Haverube. Bemisin, the Talmidei Beis Hillel were Roy, there was Roy, it was more Beis Hillel Nix than Beis Shammai Nix. Ella the Beis Shammai Mechadadi Tvei. The Beis Shammai were Mechadadi Tvei. There were more Mechudodim that were sharper than the Beis Hillel. So what did the Baskel say? The Baskel said, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So the Baskel is like the Gidrei HaTorah that says, Achei Rabim LaHatos. It's not Soisa Gidrei HaTorah. The Kelk, it's Malim and Mavara Gidrei HaTorah. You go Bosa Rabim. Aval Hosam, the Baskel, Hoya Kineged Rabim. There, the Baskel said to Paskel, my Trebeleza. But she was a Yochid Kineged Rabim, like I'm a Lonochi. Baskel Yotzu Aluch Boydei Kede Kamrinen Hosa Min Hashemayim Yechichu. Rabbi Lezer said Min Hashemayim Yechichu. So if Rabbi Lezer said that, so Min Hashemayim Gevolt Episozoi to do the way Rabbi Lezer said, that was the Kvoydei. The Bichas Avrom asks Akasha. He says, L'chayre, what was the Shaila? It seems there was a Shaila. If Mechadadi is better, or life is better. So he says, "V'lachayre, it's a very modern shaila." The Bchana Dachsim is looked at. No, the shaila was the say, "Roiv binyan or roiv minyan." Like the Bilchas Avram, he says, "What's the shaila?" He says, "The pasuk says, 'Achir Rabim lahatris.' So what's the din if you have a Sanhedrin? So you go Basa Roiv a Sanhedrin. Did anyone ever say before we go Basa Roiv, we give an IQ test, we see who's Mechadati, who's not Mechadati? I mean, that's clear. You zich go Basa Roiv minion. So why over here was there a Shaila even though Beis Hillel was Roiv? But then maybe we passed like Beis Shammai were Mechadati Tvei. As they fragt her Akasha. Dach sich mir, perhaps ich weiß bei Akasha. That's the perhaps we could verempfer the kasha as follows. That's poshit if you have a Sanhedrin. So this Sanhedrin is paskening. Now what should be the psak of this Sanhedrin? So that's the din. Roiv of the Sanhedrin, we paskin like the roiv deis of this Sanhedrin. Whoever is eligible to be in the Sanhedrin, he goes into the Sanhedrin, that says, Achei Rabim Lahatos. One is smarter, one is sharper, it's a gate finished on. But here, the Gemara says in Yevamis, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were two Botei Dinim. There were two Botei Dinim. That means there was a Bezdin, there wasn't one Yeshiva's Bezdin that you should go Basarai. There's two Botei Dinim. There's one Bezdin that paskins like this, and one Bezdin that paskins like this. So now the Shaila is, if one Bezdin is a much greater caliber than the other Bezdin, we'll have a Bismanena, we'll have a Bezdin, that Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Mizalman, Rabbi Ozner, sitting on this Bezdin, we'll have a Bezdin in Bar Pakoichit from Dayonim, we'll clear, how should one paskin? So Fashtaitzich, and this is a Bezdin of 3, and this will be a Bezdin of 20. Will there be a Pesachayla out to Paskin? These are G'dayli Yadoyer, and so that's Das Teire. There's no one yeshiva over here. The whole din of Achei Rabim Lahat is if you have one Bezdin, so all of these are eligible to Paskin this Shaila. The Shaila was delivered to this Bezdin. So the psak of this bezin should be what right days of this bezin hold. But if you have two botei dinim, And they're not in the same caliber. One is much greater than the other. That was the Shiloh over here. There's a Svara Beishamu Machadidi Samemele. So there was a Svara Safakel. So the here is no Dimachlalavachi Rabim Lahatis. The Basco was Megale that the Bezdin of Beis Hillel, even though they weren't Machadidi, but since they were Roy, so they were the same caliber of the Beishamai, which were Machadidi. That was the Gilui of the Baskel. But then we'll have to say, then we're going to get into a little hot water. So by Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, let's also say, Rabbi Lezer, I don't know if it was one Bezdin of together with the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer is given Rabbi Lezer. He was a Yochid Mumche. Rabbi Lezer Paskin Dazoy. The Chachamim Paskin Dazoy. I don't know if he was, unless there was one Yeshivas Bezdin. Like this, if there never was a Yeshivas Bezdin together, so you have here a Godel Adur that Paskin's not like this, and you have another caliber that Paskin's Fakert. So then we're stuck. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Heviu lefonov metabel bachazeres ad shemegia leparperes hapas. Zok the Rashbam. Heviu lefonov hayerokeis acher shebirech alayay. After he made kiddush, you bring the yerokes. Metabel bachazeres zeu loshen hagmore kidesan yelel. This is a loshen hagmore shamish metabel bebnei me'ayim. That means, why do you need tibble over here? So the Rashbam says, lefi shekol macholam al yedei tibble. They used to eat through tibble. They didn't eat stamazoi. Everything used to be eaten al yedei tibble. So memele. So this is the Loshen HaGemara when you're speaking about Achila, so you speak Metabo, because that's how you eat. That's how you eat. So Loshen HaGemara, that's the Oifen Achila. Vahai Tibu, so the Rashbam says further, Sevi Lefonov, they brought Yerokes, is Metabo Bechazeres, so eats the Chazeres. By Tibul Lav Bacharoisi, see, Kedektoni Lekamon, because later it says in the Mishnah, Eviu Lefon of Matzah Vechazeres Vecharoisi. So the Choisis is brought later. Eviu Lefon of Matzah Vecharoisi Vecharoisi, Meklal Dadayin Le'eviu. Vahachazeres Lav Davke, not that you have to they bring your rockies, and it says he eats Chazeres, Elimein Shem Yerek Achev, he doesn't have another Yerek Metabel Bechazeres Boichu. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that if you do not have another yerek for karpas, you should use chazeres for karpas, even though by doing that you'll get into a problem. So you magdim the achilas morer, kaidim zmanoi, the achilas morer is after the achilas matzah, and now you're eating it before, above. But that's so the Mishnah is telling us another thing. Maybe upon the birokis. So you eat the birokis. And even if it means that it's chazeres, so you eat the chazeres. Ad shemagia leparperes hapas, koidem sheyagia looise chazeres shoeichel achel matzah. Before he gets to the chazeres that he eats after matzah shemavoich alachilas more. And that chazeres he makes a broch alachilas more, kedosiba matzah zemroirem, betchila matzah vacha kach more. So before he eats that chazeres, he eats chazeres before. The reason of the first tibul is that the tinik should realize what he's doing and ask. Now the shaila is not why did you make a tibul? Tibul was a customary procedure. Shaila is what? Why are you eating before the Suda? Perhaps we can be Moisif one Nekude. The Rashbam says, Kol Macholom Al Yedei Tibul. Whenever they used to eat, they ate Ayyidei Tibbal. So it could be, he's telling us as follows, that that means if they're holding by eating, they ate Ayyidei Tibbal. What if a person is not holding by eating? He wants the chapa bites. He's not eating now. He wants the chapa bites. So if he wants to, samozay, to be toyim something, so before he's toyim, he'll say, listen, I can't be toyim yet. You have to first bring the mayonnaise and the chayin, I mean, the dressing. Mistamen not, when you ate. When you ate, so then they, that was the oifen kol macholom al yedei tibul. When they ate, that was already, as I asked him, as to be a mensch. But if you're not eating, so then you don't need tibul. Someone say, I want a chapa bai, so I don't need tibul for that. So bemisin, that's bemisin what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us, the hekel was, v'sheim ne'odem agilim lechel yerek. Who eats yerek? That means if someone is passing by before the eating and he sees something, he wants to take a bite of it, could be that's also logo. But you wouldn't dip it in. If you're dipping it in, so it's charis, you're making an achila before. So that's the kasha, that is the hekel. That is why the Mishnah told us, metabo b'chazeres. That's true, that's how they ate. But the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us how they ate. Was geit unzon. The Mishnah is telling us that's how they made a maisa achila through tibul. And that is the whole hekel. Why are you eating before the Suda, Yerek? So that is the first half of the Mishnah. Eviu lefon of matzah, v'chazeres, v'charoises, u'shnei tavshilim, afa pi she'ein charoises mitzvah, even though charoises is not a mitzvah, you still bring it. Rabbi Lezer, b'Rav Tzadik, oimer, mitzvah, charoises is a mitzvah. U'b'migdash, oim eviin lefon of gufay shel Pesach. Zvan Abayis, they brought the Korban Pesach also. Zokter Hashbam, meviyoy lefonov, acher oisei tibul, matzo, v'chazeres, ubeis tavshilim, afo pishem chareises mitzvah. B'gmore po, choyo v'la mitzvah, v'lo ma'aisi lo. Shnei tavshilim, b'gmore meforesh keneged mi. What is this inyan of shnei tavshilim? Zokt Taisves. Heviu lefonov, Perish Rashbam Yerokes. Rashbam says they brought Yerokes. Ve'ein nire midalai k'toni behedye heviu lefonov chazeres. Diktoni besomach heviu lefonov matzah. Here it says heviu lefonov, it doesn't say what they brought. Metabo b'chazeres. It says, but it doesn't say what they brought. Ve'nire k'perish abeyna chananu heviu lefonov shulchan. Shemivin shulchan abacha kiddish, ala shulchan munach hachazeres. Maybe lefon of shulchan, al shulchan is munach hachazeres. Perhaps, is a yisaidistik machloikis between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Chananu, in Taisvis. We mentioned before that the previous Mishnah says, mozgu loy kais rishin. That they were moizik the kais rishin, mozgu loy. They were moizik for him. So the Mephoshim learn out from this that Takel, he shouldn't be Moizik himself. Mazgulai, that's Derek Cheres. Heviu lefono. Heviu lefono. Says weiter, he's not finished with the Derek Cheres with the Mezige. Heviu lefono, you have to bring. What do you have to bring is a machlekes the Rashbam and Taisis. The Rashbam held Heviu lefono of Hayrokis. So the Rashbam said Ashtik Teire. Which perhaps Tosfos did not agree to the Shtik Torah. Rashbam said, the Yerokis, which the whole purpose of the Yerokis are al tekesh yishalat hinoikis, also there's a seder heviyul upon them. You have to bring the Yerokis. You have to bring the Yerokis. That's what Rashbam said. And that's a little bechudish thing. Bishloim with the Yayin, which is like a derech eros, the Talukos is a derech eros. So you need a din of derech eros. Yerokes you have to bring. So it could be Taisvis told Fakel, you bring the Shulchan. No, it's on the Shulchan, and the Shulchan was everything. There was the Matzah. Forget, after Kiddush, you bring the Shulchan. That's how Taisvis learns Pshat. Taisvis learns Pshat, and first you make it. We had before the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, that you don't, the Chalas were not on the table. The Chalas were first brought after Kiddush, out covered Shabbos. Then you brought the Chalas. So Fakel, Eviyu Lefon of Shulchan. They bring the shulchan. The shulchan, that's the suda, that's the matzah, that's
Everything was on the Shulchan. And now it says, Betabo bechazeres. There's no din havo on chazeres. The din havo on the Shulchan. The Shulchan, that's just like there's an Indian that the Tzudah should be behesebe, berecheres. So, good. So the havo is our Shulchan, which is the Ascholas HaTzudah, also has to be derecheres, that you bring it. But to bring an Indian, to bring the Yerokes, could be that's the Machlekes. Taisus and the Rashbam. Metabel bechazeres. So Taisus, the Lashon is very misleading. Metabel bechazeres, if it will be translated literally, means you're metabel in the chazeres. That the chazeres is the dover you're metabel in. So Taisus says, don't translate it literally. Klima, oichel hachazeres betibel. You eat the chazeres, are you betibel? Not you're metabel in the chazeres. Kamaya Shamish Metabal Bibnei Mayan is also the same thing. He's Metabal Bibnei Mayan. Chay Metabal Biyarokis. Bekronami Mishtoyochi Kisikri Bapuchay Nayich Shemeneches, not that you put the Shemeneches Apuch, not you put the Einayim in the Puch, you put the Puch in the Einayim. Yeah, the Sikri Einayich Bapuch. To Aideya Puch, but the Shemeneches Apuch Beinayim. Upeirish Rashbam, the Aitibul lav Bechareisis. Rashbam says that this Tibul is not Bechareisis. Zakati loibo, kediktoni seife heviu lefonov, matze vechazeres vechareisis. So we didn't speak, it's not here, so you can't make the Tibul on Chareisis. There ain't a raya. Toktoni ocho chazeres. Petanyo nami beseife. Petanyo nami beseife. So what is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha? The Ketoni Ocha Chazeres, V'Tanya Nami B'Seifer. It could be that Tosfos is asking L'Shitosoi. It could be the Rashbam L'Shitosoi is good. We just have before Machlokes, what does Heviyu Lefonov mean? The Rashbam learned Heviyu Lefonov means you brought the Yerokes. Metabel bechazeres. So the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah is telling us, you bring the Yerokes for the Karpas, and you make a Tibul. It doesn't tell us on what you make a Tibul. Later it says, Eviyu lefon of matzah bechazeres v'chareises. So if you would need chareises before, just like it says later, Eviyu lefon of chareises, When you needed it, it says they brought it. Everything is written down in order. So when you need charoises, it says they vilafon of charoises. So here, if we needed yerokes and charoises, if that would be the case, so why do you say vilafon of charoises? A vilafon of yerokes, and he doesn't speak about the charoises. So by says you don't need charoises. That is Shitas Rashbam. Taisvis learned before that a vilafon of is going on the Shulchan. Fakert, the Shulchan is being brought, not because of the Chazeres, the Shulchan is being brought because after Kiddush, you bring the Shulchan. So the Shulchan was brought, so the Tanya does not tell us everything that is being brought. That means he didn't tell us you brought the Chazeres, the Chazeres is on the Shulchan. You brought the Shulchan has to be brought because it's after Kiddush, you bring the Shulchan. Metabel b'chazeres, now he says, you know, on the shulchan, there's chazeres, you make a tibul with it. You make a tibul, why? You make a tibul in the chareises. So, it is not muchach that the Tane has to say whatever was, that he said heviyu on whatever was brought. Okay, he's speaking about the shulchan, and later he speaks about metabel b'chazeres. So let us see, nochmal, this will stimm in the loshen of Taisvis. Ve'ein zeraya. Doktoni hocha chazeres. It says here chazeres. It says chazeres. Doktoni hocha chazeres. V'tanya nami b'seife. The seife says you brought it. The reisha says you didn't bring it. So Isis, it doesn't have to say you brought it back. The seife means we'll see the Taisus they took out the shulchan they brought it back. But here it mentions chazeres without bringing it. So it could mention the chazeres also without bringing it.
Boy, the other question, the chazeres soich lahatzel b'charoises mishum kapa. Yes, if you have chazeres, you need kapa, you need charoises. Because the Gemara says later, it's a sakone to have chazeres without charoises, also a sakone. Umiyu heiche shatibu rishna v'bisha yirokis, ain't soich lipo b'charoises. Then tak the Rashbam is right. Le b'chaymet, le b'mayim ha-melach, moishe noig rabbe netam. Ama b'gmore, the charoises mishum kapa, v'leka kapa, elo b'more. So Memele, it's what Taisa means to say like this. Pshat, the Mishnah, I wish to disagree with the Rashbam. Because the Mishnah is speaking about that he's using Chazeres for Karpas. So Memele, he's using Chazeres for Karpas. So Memele, then you see Chanit Charoises. But if you use something else for Karpas, then also the Din Tibble, what Karpas needs, it doesn't need Karpas, the Karpas has, that does not have to be Metubal and Charoises. The Choshkin Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadik to come a mitzvah zeichel letit, loy shayach el b'moril, zeich del moris chayayim b'choyma. Voy de loy shayach mitzvah, shetibu rishin ein el lakere. U de loy ke Rab Yosef, she'oso besidroi v'yitpel b'charoises. Rab Yosef, to the Ellen says in the Payet on Shabbos HaGodol, that you should be matbo, the karpas and charoises, chayim Rabbi Nishloime besidroi v'arab shmayim. You already have to be matpil in charoises. The Dachstum Edach Sam Sefer says, Pshat Rabbi Yosef, why taki need charoises? So Dachstum wants to say as follows. There's a machlekes harishonim, why don't you make a brocha on the morel? So others say, because the boire priyadoma on the karpas patters the morel. Tittach Sam Sefer, why didn't you make a brocha on the charoises? So pshat is because the charoises is a tuffle to the morer. So mamele mevorchen ala ike or poitchen as a tuffle. So he says, if you have charoises before, so bishas, when you were metabel, the karpas in charoises, so mevorchen ala ike or poitchen as a tuffle means that the birchas a ike passes the tuffle. So mamele, before also I had a priyadome and charoises, and I made a boire priyadoma on that, and that boire priyadoma patel the iker and the charoises. That was nitvalimoy. So that will also patel the mother with the charoises. But if you're not going to bring charoises now, so memela what brocha will patel the charoises by the second tibble. So therefore you should bring charoises by the first tibble.